Oh, you'll be flying through there. I mean, I'm already across the Ninth Street Bridge and heading down on Marine Drive right now. So yeah, it's traffic is beautiful right now. I got no complaints.
Yeah, I'm just past the 17A, and we're down to 30 clicks to get to the tunnel. So we'll see what happens. So we're speeding up a bit, but it's bumper to bumper from here into the tube, and it's like, what?
Oh, there's no reason for it. I mean, traffic on the other side, it was clear.
Well, we'll see what happens. We're at least back up to 50 clicks.
No, but in all, you know what, that, I got no complaints, no complaints with that radio. I have a lot of fun with it, and, playing around with it, and trying different things, but I'm still gonna go look for a DMR radio, a digital radio, the ARPS side, and stuff like that. So I'll have two of them in there, but I gotta keep the screen small on them. I can't go with the big screen.
Could go with the 578, then.
The 578?
Yeah, the Anytone.
I'll definitely take a look at that one. Oh, the Anytones are really good. They came out with that 57. That's a new one, isn't it? They got that 578 Plus, I believe it is, right? You must be going through the tunnel. Victor, I'm Fox Articles here. I'm back to monitoring.
Now I'm through the tunnel. But, yeah, no, the 578 is a great radio, and there's a lot of good knowledge about it and experience about it out here.
Yeah, they got the 578 Plus, isn't it? Isn't that the one you talked about? And the 578 and then the 578 Plus. Is that, I'm thinking of the same radio, though. That's it there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same radio. They just got slightly newer versions of the Plus and the Model 2, the Model 3, and they just keep adding other digits to the number. So same with the handheld, the 878. There's like so many different letter combinations afterwards.
I was looking at that radio before I got the ICOM in that, and I went the ICOM way in that because I like all the features that the ICOM has. The ICOM 5100 is a beautiful radio. I mean that is a great radio. My biggest thing is I just don't have the spot. I didn't have the space for it, right? I mean it was just the screen itself is massive.
Yeah, I found, like, I had the 578 for a little while, and I played around with the thing that I found was the display was too small for me. As the eyesight is going, it gets a little harder to see as you're moving things around, because in DMR you need more information. It's not just the frequency or the call sign that you need. So that's why I found it was a bit more of a pain that way. But I'm happy with the radios I have, with what I have and how they're working, so I'm not too worried.
No, I'd say you got the space though. You got the space inside your vehicle to where I don't. Right? I mean, it was just where do I put it in that? Right? I mean, I the only place where I really can is put the head unit to where I got the Zestone, which is right beside my cell phone holder up on the dash, and the other one would go on the other side. Right? So I'm very limited to space.
Yep, you gotta, each vehicle is different. You gotta figure out what fits and what doesn't, and that's always the fun.
Yep. If I had my one ton, my F-350 diesel, it wouldn't have been a big deal, right? I mean, you could have put 10, 12, 14, 5100 in there, and that and still been able to move around in that, but when you don't have the space, you kind of gotta get creative.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. Yeah, you got to figure out what fits the best for you, for your needs, for what radio is. Like, there's one more radio I would love to have in here, but I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to fit it. So, we'll see what we do.
Okay, well, take a look at that. I'll retake a look at the 578 because there's a toss-up between the 578 and the 5100, and I went the 5100, not realizing at the time exactly the size of it and where you could put it and stuff like that, right? And but now at least I know what I'm looking for in that. The 578, is that a Lenco one? And I think that's about the same size as the 5100, isn't it?
578? No, it's a single height unit, and there is a company that makes a detachable face for it.
Okay, yeah. I'll definitely take a look at it again.
Yeah, because technically it's not a detachable head on it, but there is a company, they were at CPAC 2 years ago, and they had created a kit so you could actually make it a detachable face. They just extended all of the cabling and everything between the head and the rest of it, which was kind of useful.
Yeah, that's pretty good too. The buddy of mine, where we put in his van, his work van, and he wanted to extend the mic, I happen to have, when I got that VGC 7500, it had a whole mic extension on it. That's what happens to work on that radio. So here, if you want to extend it, you just use this one over here and that, and you can extend the mic, so the mic will be behind him instead of, because he doesn't like anything kind of dangling around in front of him and stuff like that. So this will put the mic behind him and that, so it'll be in the ceiling, but away from him kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever works, and again, each vehicle is different, so you got to kind of figure the best place to do it. Like mine just hang on the back of the radio, and so the coily cords are hanging way down there. They're just above the cup holder, so it's fine for what I need. But just, you know, with the mic, it's a straight extension, straight one-to-one. But the thing, keep in mind, some of them should be shielded, and some of them are okay if they're not shielded. That's the only thing you got to watch for.
Yeah, yeah. When we put it in, he's got a headache rack on in behind the passenger seat, and he kind of mounts stuff to it and that, so we put the radio there, and it's got the main speaker, and you can run the main speaker in the radio, or you can run them, there's two in the head, so he's got it on both, right? And he did a call out, and I was in the passenger seat, and I'm going, holy cow, this thing's loud, because it's right up behind your head in that, right? So you got that speaker right there. Wow, that thing's loud.
Convenient place for it, hard to miss.
Oh, it's mostly him in the vehicle, so it's fine in that, but if you got a passenger, he's kind of going to turn it down. It's a thing loud. Where mine's in behind the back seat now, right? So I got to go through the seat and that, so, yeah. So I'll take a look at that Edison one again. And I almost bought it the first time in that. I'll retake a look at it again.
Yeah, it's one of the standards for DMR, so one of the standard units you'll find out there for DMR stuff, so why not, you know, at least take a look at it and make a decision from there, see if it makes the most sense or if something else fits better.
Do you do any DMR or Fusion or any of that, or no?
Fusion, yes, DMR, no. I played around with it, but just, I found it was just more of a pain to me to try to get it set up and get it running and that, and that it was worth. It's like, okay, so why do I have to make things this complicated to make it work? And then it's funny, actually, for a couple of events, guys are going, oh, yeah, so we'll set it up on DMR and we'll do all of this. And it's like, no, let's just go plain and simple FM analog voice, and that way anybody's radio will do it. Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, you don't need a specific radio to make it work, so... That's the thing with DMR, is there's a lot more configuration that has to happen to make it work.
Well, I was playing around with D-Star. I didn't mind D-Star in that. I tried it quite a few times. I think the biggest problems I have is the cell phone. And sometimes it will hook up to it, sometimes it won't. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why, but when I'm at home in that, it picks up my home Wi-Fi, no problem. But the cell phone one in that is, yeah, and even though you said either they open or close, but why would it work sometime and not work the other time and on, so it's kind of going, you know what, I'll just see if I can get something over here that will be nice.
Well, plain and simple on the back end, they change their configuration every once in a while. that simple. And they just set up different filtering and port filtering and stuff. And that's part of it is for security reasons they do that, which is a bit of a pain, but I understand why.
But when I started looking around in that and, say, the repeater handbook and stuff like that, there's a lot more DMR repeaters than there is D-Star, too. And that, so I was very, very limited that way there, too. The Surrey's got a real good one, and that I was able to connect onto a fair bit. And Vancouver, it was kind of hit and miss, too, on that one.
Well, let's put it plain and simple. Beta, VHS, same thing. One was pretty proprietary, and the other one was open. And that's exactly what happened, DMR versus D-Star versus System Fusion. System Fusion, Yaesu only. D-Star, ICOM only. DMR, many manufacturers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it makes sense they're doing that, right? So, I'll pick up a DMR radio, kind of play around with it, and that, I mean, I played around with the D-Star for a bit. I'll try DMR in that, right? So.
And then we'll get you over to the white side. Get you over to System Fusion. But it's interesting once you see how the configuration is for each of them. You realize why each system is different and some of the stuff they did and what the capabilities are because of it.
It definitely makes sense there. So, I don't know, it's just a matter of just playing around with different ones and seeing what they can and can't do in that, right? I've already got the one. I'd really like to be able to have another one there, do ARPS and DMR and stuff like that. And just different things in that, right? It opens up that you can have a couple things running and do different things, which is great.
Let's keep going with the APRS stuff. Are you doing it digital or analog? Because that will make a difference to where it'll actually be received and where it'll actually work and where it won't work.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's just APRS capable in that, right? I mean, I know the ones that I have, I do have one that it runs off of through the radio, and I got an app on the phone and that. But it was having the same problem that my D-Star was, just putting me about 15 blocks off from where I was.
And also keep in mind, APRS is not just position reporting. It's packet. APRS is packet radio. And so it's like, what other stuff are you going to be sending over that? Or what do you want to send over that? Or is it just positional information you want to send?
No, I like to play around with the whole thing in that, right? Just seeing what you're capable of doing in that, right? It's just nice to know and nice to play around with that, right? And at least if you have it, and that if you need to use it, you should be, and in theory, you should be able to know how to use it and stuff like that, right? In case something does happen or if you need to get something out in that, right? I mean, it's nice to know it's there.
Yeah, and most likely your problem that you're having before, that was actually a GPS problem, not an APRS problem.
No, that's right. That's right. Knowing that, because the GPS in my truck and the GPS on the radio and the GPS on my phone were all reading different now, right? The one in the truck, the one in my truck and my phone was pretty much correct, but the one in the app was wrong, and the one in the radio was reading the same as the app, right? So it was really weird. I mean, I've had a bunch of people take a look at it to try and figure out why it was doing what it was doing.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to is, that was definitely, the GPS that was the problem. And it's like, exactly what that is. That is a good question. Yeah, because I didn't sit down with it. It's hard for me to say anything. But yeah, that's just weird. And, your other devices were giving you more correct information than that. So I was like, okay. So at least they're seeing the sky. They're seeing things properly. But, a bit more troubleshooting on that one if you need. But I think you got rid of that radio, so we won't be worried about that one right now.
Yeah, no, I got rid of the radio and that. My other one there that I have, I just, it's more of a radio thing, and I use the app just for more programming, and that was it. So, but no, I'd say it's, something different out there too, in that, right? I mean, it's just to see exactly, like, the packet, the sending and receiving messages and stuff like that. That's kind of intriguing for me. I want to try all that out.
Just another rabbit hole.